And as I understand it, there's a distinction between the Seminoles who live here in Naples and the ones who live on the reservation simply because they live here and not on the reservation. That's what I gathered
you
yesterday.
You mean among each other, in a way, you know, among the, each other? Well, actually, what he, I think we're saying, in a way, he independent. Seminoles call himself as independent. It's always been live around the Collier County or U.S. 41. Uh-huh. And actually, they live on for their own support, financial support, and they always fish if they want to fish and always hunt when they want something, fresh meat. But when it passed on to, like, today, it's getting rough to an independent one. But reservation, they got on the reservation, they can hunt and do what really they want on to a certain extent. But that's probably what it is. But actually, they not fighting among each other. They just really, they get along, no problem. They just, the idea, anything a tribe have to do, they have to let the independent one be notified and tell them what's going on. That's why they all have to be actually agreed on the government to, you know, for anything to a settlement or anything like that. That's probably what they really they talking about, you know. So that's how they based on today, because today everything's changed over so much, people moving in so much, and it's hard for us to like what we used to do actually can't do like a lot of things we used to do. So
this is the 8th year or the 9th year that you've held this?
This is an 8th year American Indian Days, yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's held in honor of your father?
Yes, uh-huh.
I understand that he was very well known here in Naples and just generally well known.
Yes, he was one of, ever since I remember when I was growing up, he always interpreter for, he's well known spoken English, and so way back, my mother explained it to me way back and when he was young, and everybody depend on him to leading Seminoles. So ever since early 1900s, he started running like tourist place up in Miami, and things like that become to pretty well famous leading Seminoles right on to, well, maybe 5 years before he died in 78, he was leading independent people till then. And but he was up to date, good man, and he understands today, and he keep his culture Indian ways. And so that's what make him so famous, because he was open-minded, and he speak to anybody, and he get along with everybody, because he never hold grudges against reservations or any other races. So that's what makes him famous. And it's not all really. It's he was interpreting like many years to the Indian government or Washington federal and stuff like that. And he's pretty well known, and we're proud of him. And that's why when he died, we decided to have a show for dedicated to remember my father and Corey, and we've been doing it. We got his name put in the Collier Museum, and Collier Museum got the quarter of an acre from the county to have us to build a village named after my father's village. So we're going to do. I'm going to donate that the village to the Collier Museum. And then we will have Indian Days over there next year, as long as everything's going right. So that's what we're working on, and it's coming along. And museum people help us a lot to in Collier County, and friends, and all a lot of business people in Naples believing in us and supporting us, and that's why we got this far so far in 8 year American Indian Days. So.
So you build for a living the Chickies, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, we call Chickie, yeah, Chickie, yeah, Chickies. Yeah.
How did you learn to do that?
Well, that's a good question, but see, it's in our system, Indian ways, because mm-hmm. when we was growing up, my dad was doing that too. My dad built all the Chickies for the friends, then, so when I was probably 6 years old, I was handing palm fronds, but when I got older, I started graduating into the working, to the roofing, construction work. Mm-hmm. But when you was growing up, you just do a handiwork, you know. But then I just graduated into that. I've been building chickies for about, I would say, 40 years. Yeah, I've been helping my dad into now.
Uh-huh.
And it's been a long time, but that's all I know how, really, to do today. Really what I like to do, because I know refrigeration and air conditioning. I've been in that people in business for many years. And, hey.
How are you?
Good.
No, you ain't.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You know, a lot of people say, pretty good. Well, they know they're lying when they ain't pretty.
Pretty good. I see you.
Yeah, good to
okay.
see you again.
That's how I start building cheekies, and today I'm still building right on. But like I was telling you, I was refrigeration about air conditioning for maybe 14 years doing service work all over the floor, Naples. And I was the first one when they built a Golden Gate housing. I was working for the company. They installed all the air conditions, and I installed a lot of them there. So that's how I become now, today. I went back to my cheeky building and an Indian food, and that's all I'm doing now.
Uh-huh. And you do the Indian food for this and where else?
A lot of festivals I go to. People call on us to do a lot of festivals and Indian shows, good as other non-Indian shows. We've been called on a lot of shows because a lot of people think it's unique and it's different, you know. So
plus it tastes good.
It is. Tastes really good, yes.
And when you go to these other festivals, do people ask you about your traditions, and do you tell them? Or?
Well, what's so good about is people really people come to eat our food, especially today. I've been at it for so many years now, and they used to ask us, but now people know us so well, and when they hear Obi's fried bread, and they know where to go, you know.
Uh-huh.
So. They do ask, yes. Uh-huh. And what's so unique about the whole setup is we cook everything there. They send the lady fix fried bread, make those and fry them. And that's the main taste, you know, that people like that. And they
uh-huh.
like to see we make.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of other Indians, when they set up food booth, they put a wall around it. They're cooking in the back. And I had mine. I said, no. I said, we open. We cook in the open. Like if you go in a donut place, you see them, they fix the donuts in open. And boy, you buy more, right?
Uh-huh.
So, but it's just the idea.
Uh-huh.
I think it's unique and people enjoy seeing us making it.
Uh-huh.
That's the main thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're proud of our heritage and trying to follow my dad's steps. I can't, no way I'll become near what he was, but I do mine a little bit different, what he has support or interpreting all the Indians for what he does all his life.
Uh-huh.
And that's his life history. But me, I'm doing a little bit of different step in a way I really following my own thing. And I'm not doing a lot of things for the other people. Like now, a lot of Indians come out here and sell, and I think that's really, if they make extra money, then I think I'm doing something for them, you know. Because if they're not doing too good, then I feel bad. But I've been doing shows just about all my life, different places, and some place you take your chance, you know. So,
how do people get to sell? What are the criteria?
Well, people sell arts and crafts. It's just about all over Florida State. They go to Tallahassee, they go to different cities, and not just all the Indians. So we get involved with a lot of arts and crafts, and like museums, they call us to do a show. And
what about the people who are selling here today? How did you choose who gets
yeah,
to sell?
We do. We do select. The most it's but Seminole Arts and Crafts. We trying to bring as much as we can so they can sell to, you know, to support themselves with it. But the outside, a lot of other, like Arizona, different state people comes, and we do select them because we want different like pottery, pictures, artwork, and jewelry, stuff like that. That we do select them. But all right here, Seminoles, we do bring in much as we can, except overcrowd the Seminoles, you know. So it's good. So what else?
I think I have one other question. They were talking about the Miccosukee-speaking Seminoles. Is there a difference with people who live in Naples?
Well, no. To us, Miccosukee and Seminoles is they become recognized by state of a Seminole tribe. But years before established Miccosukee, they were Seminoles. But when they got reestablished by state, they call it Miccosukee Reservation, and they become Miccosukee Indians. So that's why you notice when you it's kind of confusing, but if you explain it, people understand, because they have to reestablish because they already had Seminole tribe, so they can't have a Seminole tribe second, so they do select Miccosukee.
So they had a separate reservation then?
Yeah,
that's
they do
how they
have separate reservations, separate funds, but they do same Indians, but that's how they reestablish, yes, and that's everything they make used to be Seminole tribe. They call Miccosukee, they're actually same, you know.
Mm-hmm.